So we're starting to cool down, and really, it's 38 degrees right now in Taos, right?
Yeah, which it seems cold because we haven't been there very many times yet this year, but this is kind of about where we should be as we head into October. You know, we're not far from that first frost or freeze, and we have a powerful fall storm system that looks like it's coming our way later Sunday and into Monday morning.
Okay.
You know, getting to that point, it's going to be pretty quiet. Today, a delightful day of weather. Sunny, maybe a few afternoon clouds, about 71. We've got the high.
Nice.
Well back down in the 30s tonight, and Saturday, not quite as warm as today, mid-60s. Sunny to partly cloudy, still probably pretty quiet. That next storm system arrives Sunday with stronger winds, afternoon and evening showers and storms. And it still looks like Sunday later and into Monday, as the core of that weather system comes through, I still think are going to coat the mountains with that first coating of snow.
Nice.
That'll happen early next week. And then we'll kind of dry out. Something that is somewhat interesting showing up in the forecast.
Okay.
There's another hurricane out in the eastern Pacific named Sergio. And right now the computer models are pushing the remnant moisture of Sergio right through New Mexico Thursday and into Friday. You know, Rosa passed more through Arizona than New Mexico.
Yeah, really.
And there's some time for that to change just a little bit, but we could be talking about real good rains later next week. We would warm up after that Sunday-Monday cold weather system and snow event. Temperatures rebound into the middle of the week before that potential hurricane comes through. So, man, in like the next 7 to 10 days, it's going to be pretty busy here in New Mexico, all things considered. Don't waste a day and tomorrow.
Right. And always lots of sunshine, but mountain snow, that'll be nice to see.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a scene setter, gets us ready for the time of year that's coming. Hey, by the way, it's Friday, it's Auto Ambush Day.
Yeah.
And so we've got a story that's coming up at 6 o'clock here this evening on KUAT Action 7 News.
Yeah.
So there's a guy in Albuquerque who has a 1941 LaFrance American fire truck that his dad rescued back in the early 80s. It was the fire truck of Peña Blanca, New Mexico, which is a little community kind of south of Santa Fe, by the Cochiti Dam and Cochiti Lake area. And so apparently in the early 80s, this guy's dad found the fire truck abandoned in a field. He owned a body shop and was a mechanic, so he took it out of the field and brought it back to Albuquerque, and they spent 6 months fixing it up.
Wow.
And it has been used as a balloon chase vehicle at Balloon Fiesta since the 80s. And, you know, Ty, who owns the truck now, his dad has passed on, but he kind of works on it a little bit every year, making it a little bit better.
Right.
And it's just sweet. I got to take a drive in it and cruise around town in the fire truck. We weren't drinking at the time, but there's a beer tap built into the side of it.
Oh,
and they
cool.
keep a keg inside of it. You know, because everybody like flies and then they go back to the field and drinks beer.
Sure.
Daily.
Sure.
That's what you do at Fiesta. So they keep a keg inside the fire truck, and there's a tap right off the side. There's a lot of other cool features that will be shown as well on tonight's Auto Ambush. So check that out tonight at 6 o'clock. And if you miss it, I think it's going to be on again at 10 and maybe again on Saturday morning. So
Brett Kavanaugh might even be there if there's that much beer.
Right. He likes beer.
He's a beer man.
Maybe once he had a couple. But anyway.
Yeah. That's awesome. Auto Ambush tonight, 6 o'clock news, KUAT Action 7 News.
Yes, sir.
Sweet. I love those auto ambushes. Outstanding. And you have a great weekend, man. First weekend of the Balloon Fiesta, and I hope it goes off without a hitch.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. It's always so much fun here in Albuquerque this time of year.
Enjoy, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Talk to you Monday.
Good morning, True Country, KKTC. The number one complaint about women in shopping is poor service. What is it for the guys?
That they're out of stock. They don't have what the guys want. They've already sold out.
Spoken like a true Walmart manager.
I know it. I hear it every day.
I'm kidding. No, that's not it. But you have plenty of this there. True Country, KKTC, what is your guess?
The lines.
No, it's not the lines. Keep trying, partner. Good morning, True Country, KKTC. The number one complaint about women and shopping is poor service. What is it for the guys?
Is it the cost of things?
No, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But
yes.
That's not it. Keep trying. But True Country, KKTC, what do you think it is?
Is it selection?
No, it's not selection. I just had a Walmart manager called, and the clue was there's plenty of it at Walmart. Keep trying. Good morning, True Country, KKTC. A recent survey says the number one complaint women shopping is poor customer service. What is it for the guys?
Jeff, would it be not enough parking?
No! There it is! Yeah! Not enough parking. Did the Walmart has plenty of it give it away?
Lots of it.
Yeah, we don't really have that kind of a problem here in northern New Mexico. You go to Albuquerque, though, you got a problem.
Who goes to Albuquerque?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Keep it here. Keep it here.
That's right.
Well, we're going to keep it here and give you breakfast for two to Montes Chow Card. I know you love it there.
I sure do.
Lorenzo Ruffino, you got the brand new Kelly Pickler CD to add to your collection as well.
All right.
All right. Tell me, what radio station gets your Monday morning started off right?
KKTC, True Country.
Mornings, exclusively with Jeff Singer on 95.9 The Mountain.
So we're going to have wind and sun and rain and mountain snow and everything today. Is that what you're saying, Eric?
Yeah, a little bit of everything in the mix. And this, for the work week, is probably our most miserable day, if we could call it that.
Okay.
It's not exactly going to be pleasant with a lot of cloud cover, scattered showers, mountain snow, and yes, winds probably gusting to about 35. We've got the high at around 50 degrees. 50 to 55 will be the story here across the area.
Okay.
Close to average overall.
Right.
But we bounce right back. You know, we push today's weather system through, and we're going to dial it into perfect for Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow, back up to 60 with sunshine, and probably low and mid-60s by Friday. So these are the days where you just kind of grin and bear it. It's only going to stay quiet for a couple, though. We've got today's storm, two quiet days, Thursday, Friday, and then another one coming through Saturday. In somewhat similar fashion to today's, rain, little mountain snow, and a whole lot of wind Saturday and Saturday night. That's probably going to be our strongest wind event of the next several days is what comes our way on Saturday night. So brace up and be ready for that at this point. You know, today we're calling it the worst weather day of the week. I mean, it's really not that bad. We're still up above 50 for a high, I think.
Yeah.
And any moisture is good moisture here in northern New Mexico. I don't think they haven't closed Towski Valley yet, right? They're going to like mid-April. So
yeah.
You could still do a little skiing with some powder coming down today. I mean, that is a win in April, if
Absolutely.
You ask me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we'll be skiing in shorts by the weekend.
Yeah, right. You know, we do bounce right back up. At this point, we don't really see any major cold air outbreaks moving back into New Mexico anytime soon. So I think we may have finally turned the corner on the winter season for good here.
Wow.
That may be wishful thinking on my part, but that's how it's looking right now.
Well, that sounds fantastic. We'll hold on to that one, man. Well, have a great day. We'll talk to you Thursday, one day away from the big day, Eric Green.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Clueless, huh? To Jeff Singer, Music Station, 95.9 The Mountain.
Just where to find you. 95.9 The Mountain, Taos County's number one hit music station. Nick Jonas, find you, his latest project, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. 8:11, happy Wednesday hump day, Jeff Singer, and, well, Kelly Clarkson's new track, Love So Soft. Kind of a new little vibe and sound for her. Here's Kelly Clarkson explaining the meaning behind her brand new track, Love So Soft.
Love So Soft is basically how I feel my man makes me feel. Like, I've already man.
Kiss is a door. Can I knock on yours? Can we knock a little?
Thank you so much, Mr. Rob Holly. We have 721, the latest from KOAT Action 7 News. Marissa Mays with an update. Certified broadcast meteorologist Eric Green letting us know what's going on weather-wise. Beach parties again today and tomorrow. No snow. So, I put this together yesterday thinking maybe it will help the snow gods bring us some snow to northern New Mexico.
Snow.
Taos County's number one hit music station, 95.9 The Mountain. Dreamer, Axwell and Grosso. Good morning, Jeff Singer, 17 minutes after 7 a.m. Finally, Thursday, one away from the big day. Friday is always the big day. Boy, what a great time to be a girl. Ripping that off. They're taking over the world. Now, is this the new song by Kesha that we're playing? Because we're always first for the best new music. Woman. The album version is a little harsh. We're playing the radio-friendly version, if you will. Kind of says it all. And, you know, intelligent women have always fascinated me. My wife is genius and brilliant at times. But intelligent women always fascinate me. There was a time when I was much younger, it seemed to gravitate towards, let's just say, not intelligent women. Let's put it mildly. Not intelligent women. One time, I was driving with one of these women I talk about as being not intelligent, as opposed to a derogatory name, which I don't want to say, I'm driving with her, and we're riding around. I drive by some apartment buildings, and I say, my dad used to live there. And she turned over to me and said, oh, was that when he was alive? Really? My point, exactly. So after that, I was kind of attracted to intelligent women, truly. And here's one now.
We're starting 2018 off with a bang. Hi, it's Debbie, and Friday Motors is...